The roughly 4,800 people living in the city of Dodgeville and outlying rural areas have a county courthouse, plenty of restaurants, a theater, schools, the list goes on and on. What was lacking is what some say was needed most, health care for those who can't afford it. How they got it can be traced in large part to one man, Dr. Aaron Dunn. 3 years ago, he offered his services. Problem was, there was no free clinic, so he and others got one going.
I was just happy to be at the right place at the right time. A lot of people in this community were already energized to get it done, and it's been an impressive team effort.
Dr. Dunn oversees a free medical clinic that's operated at capacity in what was storage space for automobiles. Today, he and other volunteering doctors are in a newly remodeled building paired with a federally funded dental clinic. Longtime Dodgeville resident and state representative Steve Hilgenberg was at the recent grand opening.
To me, it's a big deal because it's a demonstration of the empathy that people have and the people that people saw a need, and people just sort of joined in and helped it happen. And I think people in small communities are proud of that.
Community members donated carpet, they helped drywall, put in plumbing and electricity, all sorts of things. The medical clinic will still rely solely on donations to keep going. However, the adjacent dental clinic is part of the federally funded Access Community Health Centers. In Iowa County, where the dental clinic will operate, it's been estimated that only 4% of medical assistant participants were able to get dental care, either because the doctor was too far away or because of payment issues. Mark Thomas is deputy secretary for the Wisconsin Department of Health. He says it's also happening elsewhere.
What we found was that in rural markets, it was really difficult for people to have access, especially those folks that may be on Medicaid.
The need for low-income dental care nationally was underscored by the death of a 12-year-old boy in Maryland 2 years ago. His brain was infected by bacteria from a rotten tooth. According to the General Accounting Office, only 37% of the kids aged 2 through 18 who are covered by Medicaid get some dental care. And a federal Medicaid survey done in Wisconsin and 16 other states found utilization rates less than 30%. Many of those who do go to the dentist should have been there sooner. Tammy Qual is with Community Access.
Oftentimes, individuals that we see haven't had a lot of dental care, so they tend to be very complicated cases that are very expensive, take a long time, months sometimes, for their treatment plan.
Wally Orshahofsky directs Southwest Community Action Program, the agency which helped make the new clinic happen. A couple years ago, he says the agency did a survey. It found 20,000 Badger Care enrollees across 5 rural counties had not been to a dentist in at least a year.
Since that time, with the downturn in the economy and the increase in Badger Care enrollment, I'm going to guess that number is even higher. But at a bottom number, we know we have 20,000 people in our service area who badly need a dentist.
Although much of the health reform debate is focused on medical care, all of the proposals before Congress contain improvements to dental care. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.